I've said this before, and I will say it again. For Dark Side of the Ring, the TV programme, if it bleeds, it leads. So, you need a story arc. Struggled. Broke into the business. Made sacrifices. Did well. Demons caught up with them. They either have a retribution story, or they succumb to those demons. When I saw the subject of this week's show, Sherry Martell, I realised exactly that she fitted that storyline very well. Next week, we'll have the Sandman. So what we've got there is, broke into the business, did really well, didn't do so in ECW, didn't do so well going to the bigger federations, is now a property magnate, is my understanding. So you've got did badly, retribution. It's one of the two, isn't it? It can't be one of those, well, let's just look at something that happened in wrestling then. It has to have that extra sauce, doesn't it? And really, and we're up to season 5 now, aren't we? It's becoming a little bit samey. Now, that's not to say that these people who are talking heads on the programme are not great, because they clearly are. However, it's just sometimes a little bit odd, to be honest. Well, not odd. It is odd because I'm a fan, and that means that I really want something different. Anyway, Sherry Martell needs to have a spotlight turned on her because, as Bischoff, Eric Bischoff says, she was a huge star. As Cornette said, she was the great female manager of modern times. In fact, James E. Cornette, Jimmy, it was the first person he managed. As he said, you know, it was 1982, I was breaking into the business, so was she. She was as green as goose shit, I was greener than goose shit, and they put us together. And we see a picture of that, a video of that, and she was far quieter than, you know, the screaming Sherry in the late 80s of WWF, which I loved, and remember her very much with Zeus around the No Holds Barred movie. Remember that? And he's got the madness in his eye, as Macho would have told us. And there's a load of love here for Sherry. But what we get is, early on, her demons took over. Yeah, that's what the programme wants, you see. Jake Roberts was with Sherry for about 4 or 5 years when they were in Mid-South, I think. Was I in love with her? I was in love with something, he says. We see Leroy Gonzalez, who in the early days before she broke into wrestling, saw her when he was working in a diner. He then went to see her dance in a certain kind of club. And she was into drugs even then. They had a child together. She did leave her child. They divorced. But he remarried. And at the end of it, we see her son, Jared, who has a problem talking. Because although Sherry's friend says he's never mentioned this, but it looks like it's some kind of cancer and tongue cancer, similar to what Bobby Heenan had. So he finds it difficult to talk, but he wants to bring his stepmother on because he wants to show that she's the one that looked after me, and she and Sherry were a tag team. So there is some kind of retribution. You know, Sherry said, I couldn't have picked a better woman to look after my son, and he has been well looked after, and Leroy has looked after, you know, Leroy Gonzalez, her ex-husband, has looked after them, and you know, it's been, and he's a good provider. And it's that, we do see that kind of retribution. But it's no retribution for Sherry because she's passed now. So we've got Rocky and Robin interviewed. She looks really good. She's Jake's sister. I didn't know that. Of course, Jake talks about his father and his father's interest in women. How can I put this? Who are of a certain age. Sherry went to see him, actually, when she was 16. And he said, come back when you're 21. Which she did. And she was trained by him, but then he said, you need to go to Fabulous Moolah's training school. Now, there were stories about Moolah's training school. What they say here is that, you know, you had to pay her back. You had to, you know, give her some money. There are indications of that here. And there have been indications before, allegations before about this. And she had a very strong regime there. You know, you came back at a certain time, you didn't go out at a certain time. And Sherry couldn't adhere to that and was kicked out of the school. But that gave her freedom, really. She went to Japan, she went to Mid-South, she went to the AWA. And there were very few people, as we're told from Jake, who trained as a wrestler. When she went to the WWE, you know, you have those kind of divas. They're not trained as wrestlers. She was trained as a wrestler. She's before that diva period, of course. But she was trained as a wrestler and she took bumps and they were working 7 days a week and she maybe probably tried harder than she needed to. She worked really hard, you know. She's one of the boys. Coke and marijuana, particularly marijuana, are mentioned. And Rocky Robin talks about, because she was in a program with Robin, she also had to fight Moolah, who was, was the champion, of course, when she first went to the WWF. And she was, Robin talks about working a match with her when she was looking, when she said Sherry was looking past me and she was slightly off and she kicked me in the face and really, and the idea is that she was hurt in the ring. Now, Bischoff's interviewed as a real fan. Jared, you know, we've got the kind of wrestling success counterpointed with the personal demons. That's what Dark Side of the Ring wants, I suspect. Because Jared says that, you know, he was on the road with his mom and he said he never, ever saw her sober. But if he mentioned it, he wouldn't be able to go back to see her. So eventually she's fired from the WWF after many years and having such a great success as a manager with in the ring also as champion, but also as a manager with Savage and with Ted DiBiase, and then with Shawn Michaels when he broke out. They put him, when he broke out as a singles wrestler, as the Heartbreak Kid, with Sherry because he needed someone. And she brought him on in that way. And she failed a drugs test for marijuana, actually, and was fired from WWF and goes to Smoky Mountain within the year. Because, I mean, Cornette's a real fan. And she had back pain, and there's a friend saying the medication that she took was only for that. We see her interviewed, Sherry, saying, you know, later on saying, if people can learn from my mistakes, that's great. And saying she thought the drugs were helping, and that she didn't know that other people were seeing that. She's into WCW. Bischoff's a real fan. You know, people put words in all the time for her because she was great, a great in-ring talent. She's put with Harlem Heat, but eventually, Bischoff says that she was just a bit off. And she was, and Cornette had recognised this in Smoky Mountain, that she was slowing down a bit and he was saying, be careful. She was saying, it's okay, I'll be all right, or words to that effect. But Bischoff says that he saw her on something. She turned up under the influence of something, whatever it was, she was let go. Then she is out of wrestling and lives a normal life. And as Cornette says, Sherry didn't do normal well. We do see her inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. It looks great, but, you know, Robin says that she knew at the time that it was all over. This is people who are no longer wrestling for the WWF. And the day before she died, a friend of hers said that she was on her porch, happy, playing with their new puppy, saying, I've got some news, I don't want to jinx it, but it looks like I'm going back to the WWF to train female wrestlers. And the day after she was dead, she was 49. It was of an overdose. And this is the story that Dark Side of the Ring want. And they do it really well. Sometimes Jericho's narrative has become, or narration has become, a little mawkish. The music's pretty mawkish. The reconstructions aren't great. And I think it's just the story arc that I'm particularly bored with. But it is great to see Sensational Sherry. And it will be great to see the Sandman. And it throws a spotlight on wrestling, whether it's about these wrestlers are great and they're still great and there were no problems, or these wrestlers have problems and wrestling does bring you problems. I'm, as a wrestling fan, delighted to learn new things about wrestlers I love. And Sherry was definitely one of those. Part of my childhood. And I still love the work she did. There wasn't a manager like her at the time. It was probably only Luna, who became a manager of Goldust, of course, who really followed that kind of character on. And she's already had her Dark Side of the Moon episode, of course. So it has a familiar story arc. But this week's, with Sensational Sherry highlighted, is something very, very special. Ta-ta.